Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about a very fascinating topic. The topic is about introverts that learn to talk. I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
That's the title. And I find it fascinating. I find it really fascinating, this whole idea of introvert versus extrovert. And I'm going to sort of start it, now that you've given me the topic, Stelly, right before this, by saying, like, is there really a difference between an introvert and an extrovert? And that might be a really controversial statement. I think my take is that that everybody has people who they can be extroverted with, even if they consider themselves an introvert. So I want to start there.
Beautiful.
Because I know some self-proclaimed introverts, multiple ones. And
you live in Silicon Valley. How would you not?
And they tell me things like, I don't get energy from people. Right. But these are the same people that, you know, I can talk to them, at least one of these two that I have in mind. And I know that, like, they'll talk to me all day. Like, they don't have a problem talking to me. And it's just interesting to me to experience that. And yet that person say, I'm an introvert. And sometimes I think this is the whole point that we wanted to get to, was there are people who either consider themselves introverts or very introverted or have those qualities that actually get out there and do things in the real world and around people and go speak like you and I do. And so it's something definitely worthy of talking about, because first of all, I'm not sure if there's a difference. I'm not actually sure if I agree with the fact that there are people who are introverts and then there are people who are extroverts. I think they're just people. And we tend to make up our own stories about what we like and what we don't like and who we are and who we aren't.
So I love that. This is one of my favorite things about the podcast, is like I'll throw a premise at you and then you'll like step back and be like, is this premise even real, right? And like reframing it. So that's part of the fun of this.
Yes.
So there's a part that I agree with and a part that I don't. And so what I like and agree with is that it is mostly, or in most circumstances, not that useful to think in like in absolute categories, right? And
right.
Label introvert, extrovert. Pick your label and then act accordingly. Or pick a label that will then excuse your behavior, right? Or create a box that you can now use as your limitation. I don't like that. And I think that that's bullshit. And you hit that point really hard and really, I think, powerfully. So I completely agree with that. I also love the kind of reframing it in a way where you go, hey, even if you think you're an introvert, there are people you love to talk to. Or there's people that you might be even a really loud extroverted person towards.
Right? Yeah.
So being extroverted or introverted might be much more of an activity versus a DNA personality thing that's unchangeable, right? And so it maybe just means there are certain type of people you love to be extroverted to. It might mean there's certain circumstances that are easy for you to be extroverted to. Or it might mean that it's convenient for you to be introverted because you really haven't faced your fears. The fear of being rejected, the fear of being laughed at, the fear of people not accepting you. And so you use those fears, or you allow these fears to define you, and you gave it a label that says I'm introverted, which now allows you to not face those fears and put yourself out there more. I agree with all of that. Now, the one thing that I have to say is that I have seen and observed, and I do believe it exists. I do believe that there are people have a personality, and the personality can change, but they have one. And I do believe that there is a spectrum. And I have met people, or I know people very intimately and really, really well, that will get energy from almost all human interaction. And so they seek human interaction at all times. And those are people that never want to be alone, right? Because they always get joy from having an audience or group around them, and they seek that out, and that's how they design their life. And then there's the people that with most people, it will suck their energy down and drain them. So they avoid interacting with lots of people in most areas of life. And then there's everything in between. Like, there's a massive spectrum here. But I'm not sure if we are all exactly the same and we're just choosing where we want to be or based on our behavior are placing ourselves based on free will somewhere on the spectrum without, because there's nothing inherent in your DNA or your personality that would make you a little bit more, a little less intro or extroverted. Does that make sense?
Right. Right. Yeah. I'll repeat something I said and see how it resonates. But I think it's about stories you tell yourself. I really think it's about that. If you keep telling yourself you're an introvert, you don't get energy from people or it drains you, then guess what's going to happen, Skelly? That's just what you're going to keep finding in the world.
That's true. Yeah.
That's what you're going to keep experiencing. And it's not to say that's bad. If there's something you're doing there because it's some subconscious thing that's important to you, or you have some, whether it's trauma or experience that makes you believe that, that's fine. Like, I'm not judging you for saying it. I'm more looking at it like, if for me, it works like this. I feel like I can go, I haven't met many people like this. I think you're like this too, but I can go all day talking to other people and I can hit the end of the day and I could still keep going and I don't really need to stop. And that's like on average, like 80, 90% of the people that I meet or in general, the interactions I have, I can continue them. Like I've given advice to probably 30 founders back to back in like, 20 minute sessions or something like that. Like, I don't even know if the numbers add up there, but I think they do. It's like 10 hours. Right. And I've done that like before and it was fine. I didn't go at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm done, you know? And I've had like 12 user interviews in a day, maybe more. I think 12 is where I hit my peak. And I could keep going. But, you know, I think you mentioned this before we got on, which is like, hey, Heaton, like, you didn't say it or label me, but you were implying that I was an introvert, right?
Yeah.
I'm wondering how you got that. Because those tendencies I just described don't necessarily mean, wouldn't necessarily make people think I'm an introvert. So then how do I do it?
Yeah, that's a good point. And that was the reason why I actually came up with the idea of talking about this, is because I feel like, I mean, with me, it's for sure, people think I'm like the most extreme version of an extrovert. And they think that all I do all day long is kicking doors and scream at people. And I want to always have an audience.
Oh, man.
Not true. Right?
I know. True.
And I think with you, I don't think with you is it's as pronounced, like as kind of extreme. Yeah. Because of your personality overall and also your persona on stage or in kind of any other public forum. But I do still feel like a lot of people would think that you're an extrovert just because you're putting yourself out there. You're a really good communicator. You give great talks, great interviews. You're giving advice to so many people. You have a personal brand, which then always equates to people thinking you're a good communicator, a very charismatic one, which always translates into people thinking this is an extrovert.
And right.
I know that I'm not an extrovert in that box that I always want to talk to people, always want to be out there. And I know that I think that's also not true for you.
It's not, yeah.
And so what I wanted to accomplish, maybe the framing is wrong, but what I wanted to accomplish in the episode is share that with our listeners so that people that listen to us that would self-identify as introverts don't think that, you know, we are just totally different human beings. There's something to relate to because we're not always seeking an audience, not always seeking people to talk to. So it was more about like showing a different side of us to our audience that many people might miss about us. That was kind of the starting point of me wanting to talk about it. With you specifically, what gave me the impression that you could be sort of an introvert? That's a good question. That's actually a damn good question. I don't know if I have objectively, I don't have an example that I can point to, and I don't have your testimony, like you've never told me I'm an introvert or something like that, right? But I think just my observation of your personality and overall friendship over the years definitely has me, it created the impression in me that you don't just blatantly love talking to people or being extroverted at all times. You learn to put yourself out there because it benefits you, your business, and the people, and you want to provide value and help people. You enjoy it in the right context, but it is something that it was not necessarily, I don't know if, you know, I actually imagine you, this you should correct this if it's wrong, because it's fascinating, but if you tell me, hey, Sally, imagine the seven-year-old Heaton at a playground, I actually imagine a kind of a more quiet child, a more smart child that rather would play with a complicated toy and put it apart, and put it together, than the one that's like, you know, painted in the face is like, I'm the captain of this group. And there's like a bunch of children. They're like, yay, Heaton. And you're like, follow me. We're doing this. I don't imagine you that way. And I might be wrong, right? This might be a stereotype. But I think it's just more over the years, the image that it was created in my mind.
Yeah, I think you're right. I definitely wasn't the painted face child making people run around behind me or in front of me or whatever. Yeah, this is interesting. I just find it that I want to be able to do whatever I'm best at in my life. And best at could be things that I want to learn or things like, best at doesn't mean I'm best at it right now. Hmm. And what I found is that by talking to other people, I can get better at communicating. By writing, I can get better at communicating. By being in a group, I can learn how that dynamic works. My ideas get better. And so even by speaking like on stage or